Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Last week, in our study of Daniel chapter 9, we were talking about the multitudes that will die in the tribulation, those that refused salvation before the rapture, and those who never heard and accepted salvation after the rapture. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it says in verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Lying wonders are miracles that deceive. This is talking about the Antichrist. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. You see, they didn't want the truth of repentance and faith in Christ Jesus. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. In other words, instead of saying, oh yes, the Bible calls me to repentance, they say, oh no, just believe, and that's all you got to do, just believe. Jesus died and rose again. If you believe that, you're going to heaven. You're all right. Don't worry about it. Live like you want to. Now, they don't say live like you want to, but, you know, isn't it interesting? They never call sin. They never name sin. They get mad at the people that do preach sin. And so they don't like the call to repentance and to turning from the old ways and turning from sin. They don't like that. But the truth of the matter is, there are going to be those who have heard the way of righteousness, the way of salvation. They were convicted about it. They knew they needed to be saved, and they didn't get saved. What that passage is teaching in 2 Thessalonians 2 is that they cannot get saved after the rapture. Now, after the Daniel series, we will shortly go into the study of 2 Thessalonians. And I don't want you to miss out on that, and we'll cover this passage particularly. But those who have heard and been convicted will not get saved after the rapture. However, there's a multitude out there that will be able to be saved. However, as we've seen in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, it could cost them their head. During this period of 7 years, over half of the world's population dies. Now, there are nearly 7 billion people on the face of the earth. Just think of over 3.5 billion people gone. My friend, you better be sure that you are ready to go right now. Now, my friend, there are times to stand, and then there are times to flee. There are some things so fearful and deadly that it's foolish to try to face them at all. The only rational course when confronted by them is to flee. Now, if I'm walking down a narrow sidewalk and I see 3 very poisonous snakes, I'm not going to stand there and try to face them. I'm going to turn around and go the other direction. I'm going to get away from them. And there are certain things you just flee. Well, the most obvious of all such things to flee is the wrath of God, because his judgment is terrible and eternal. Therefore, his message to all unsaved men and women is to flee the wrath to come. Now, my friend, there is no pleasure for me in being right about the imminent catastrophe that's awaiting the people without Christ Jesus. He wants to save you. You see, my friend, Jesus Christ was God Almighty in the flesh. He was born of the Virgin Mary. Now, Mary was not God. As a matter of fact, Mary called Jesus her Savior. She offered a sin offering. Mary was not deity. She was not God. She was not perfect. However, she was a virgin, And she is blessed because she got to bear the child Jesus. Jesus was not conceived of a human father. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was God Almighty in heaven. He existed in heaven in eternity past. However, God is a spirit, and Jesus existed in spirit in eternity past. But when he entered Mary that day that he was conceived, he took on flesh. And therefore, that flesh, Jesus Christ, became the Son of Man, the Son of God. He was tried just like man is tried, but without sin. He did not sin. He lived 33 and a half years, and having not sinned, he was a perfect sacrifice and the only perfect sacrifice for our sins. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. You say, Brother Andrew, you saying that there's only one way of salvation, that there are not many ways of salvation? That's exactly what I'm saying, but it's not my idea, it's the Word of God. You say, well, that's narrow. Well, Jesus said that the way was narrow and it was straight, but he also said that it was wide, the road that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But the path to salvation is narrow. In other words, there's only one way, and that's through Christ. My friend, he died for your sins. He shed his blood on Calvary for you. They buried his body in the ground. His spirit went down into the depths. He preached to the spirits in prison, we're told, in hell. But 3 days later, he rose up victorious over hell and the grave. Now, my friend, if you're going to try to make it to heaven some other way, you're going to try to make it to heaven by your good works, what you have to be able to do is die, let your spirit go down, then re-enter your body, make it raise up from the dead, and make your body eternal. If you can't do that, my friend, you need a Savior. And only Jesus Christ can do that for you, for he was God in the flesh. And the Bible says, if any man have not the doctrine of Christ, he is none of his. If you don't believe that, Jesus says you're not his. Now, you say, but I believe in God. Well, the Bible says that the devils believe and tremble in the book of James chapter 2. See, what you need to do is follow the biblical plan of salvation. You say, what is that? Well, first of all, admit that you're a sinner. Romans 3:10 says, there is none righteous, no, not one. That includes me, and that includes you, my friend. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned, everybody, no one excluded, all of us except Christ, that is, have sinned and come short. That is, we continually come short of the glory of God. God doesn't compare you to me or to anybody else. God compares you to Jesus Christ. Sometimes people say, yeah, I knew a preacher of this church or somebody here and there was supposed to be a great Christian, and boy, they fell into immorality or they did this, did that. Well, the Lord doesn't compare you to them. So why are you comparing yourself to them? Why are you looking for the worst person to compare yourself to? You see, God compares you to Jesus Christ. Compared to Jesus Christ, my friend, just like me, you need a Savior. Be willing to repent. Acts 17:30 says that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. In Acts 3:19, we're told, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Now, friend, repentance is not doing penance. Rather, it's admitting I'm a sinner and I can't do anything to save my soul. I can't overcome my sin, but I believe that Jesus shed his blood and he paid the penalty for my sin. And I am willing for him to take my sin away. I'm willing for him to cleanse me from my sin with his blood. And no, I don't want to hold on to my sin. I'm willing for him to take it away. You see, repentance is a willing heart for Christ to take away your sin. Are you willing for that? If you are, he said that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, my friend, if you believe that Jesus literally died on the cross for all your sin, that he paid your penalty in full, and that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead, and you're willing to trust him with your life, trust him completely, put all the marbles in one bag, all the eggs in one basket. In other words, you're willing to trust him with it all. and you're taking him at his word. He said, for whosoever would call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you believe with your heart? Do you believe that Jesus is the Savior, that he paid for your sin, the penalty in full? Do you believe that he did that for you and that he can cleanse you from your sin? Are you willing for him to do it? If so, commit your life to him right now. Call upon him to save your soul, won't you? You can do that right now, right where you are, by praying. He said, him that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. Will you pray right now and ask the Lord to save you? You say, Brother Andy, I don't know how to pray. I'm not sure I'd say the right words. Well, I'm going to form a prayer. But the prayer that I form will only be words if you don't mean it. However, if you mean it, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe 3 days later he rose up from the dead. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. My friend, he said that if you'd call upon him, believing from your heart, he'd save you. Did you just do that? Would God lie to you? Of course not. Based on the authority of God's word, if you meant this, then my friend, you're saved. And if you really meant that, the Bible says, the scripture says, whosoever believeth shall not be ashamed. He says, if you'd confess him before man, he'll confess you before his Father, which is in heaven. Why don't you do that? Call your pastor. Call the pastor of a local independent Baptist church. Tell them of the decision that you've made to ask the Lord to save you and ask him what the next step is for you to make. Then write us and let us know that you have asked the Lord to save you. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks. The Building Blocks booklet will help you to grow in your new Christian life. It'll instruct you on doctrine. It'll show you how to study the Bible to get more out of it, how to pray, and all so much that you can learn about prophecy and other things of that nature. And I want you to have it absolutely free. Just write and say, Brother Andy, I ask God to save me listening to the program. Or you might just say, Brother Andy, I'm already saved, but I want to use the material to disciple another new Christian, and I will send it to you. Now, again, I want to thank you for listening to us today. And, again, be listening to our announcer here in a few moments when he gives you our web address as well as our physical address so that you can contact us. Check us out on the Internet about our coming trip to the Holy Land, and listen to either other radio broadcasts or church services that we have had on our Internet site. And I want to thank you for listening in today. Please ask your friends to listen to the Lamp and Light broadcast, because, friend, that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.